Now, today sees the start of the Daniel O'Connell Summer School running over the weekend, and two of those who are taking part in it and giving their own talks are with me on the line of Professor Maurice J. Brick, Professor of History at University College Dublin, the author of a number of works, particularly on Daniel O'Connell, also director of the Summer School. And Billy O'Connell will be talking about what being a member of St. Mary's GAA Club meant to him growing up in Carrigaline during the 60s and 70s. And we'll talk as well about UCC, the Kingdom in London, as well as serving as a medical doctor to the Clare football team. Both of them online. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Maurice, I'll start with you. Is it all systems go for the school?
All systems go, yeah. We started this morning at 9:30, and the lectures are going on as we speak. A great turnout and great interest, I must say, in the programme. It's fantastic.
And you have the weather as well?
We have the weather as well, and then we have a number of people watching our proceedings online as well. You know, that's something we set up during the COVID, so and it's really grown exponentially. You know, people who can't come, you know, they watch it online. It's been absolutely great. We've been very surprised by the reaction. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I know we had Senator Michael McDowell, who was going to be giving the O'Connell lecture at 2:30 today as well. You're talking about a range of different things. The heritage of South Kerry, you're talking as well about, you know, the changes and challenges in Ireland over the years. Yeah. You're even doing a piece on rural words from Russia to Dingle.
Oh, yeah, indeed, yeah. No, well, you see, the thing about it is that it's intended, it's not an academic event. It's intended really just to kind of give access to all kinds of different types of papers and different kinds of topics, you know. But, I mean, celebrating and talking about our local history is very important, you know. We have a number of papers on that, you know, on, in fact, I'll just pick out one, maybe just on Port McGee, you know. Port McGee goes back into the middle of the 17th century, you know, and it's shrouded in mystery with pirates coming in and out and all that kind of thing. So we have Dennis Casey talking about that. So, and Shane Lahan talking about the Skellig List, and Eugene O'Sullivan talking about the Emma Fitzgerald, who ran for Ireland at the Olympics in 1952, who was from Castle Cove. So we like to have a kind of those kinds of lectures, and the broader kind of lectures then, and maybe on topics that might be of interest to people who follow public policy, that kind of thing. So there's a big session going on at the moment on education, how we approach education. And then we have Michael McDowell, as you say, and the football experience, and a good connection with the GAA. You know, we involve the GAA in our proceedings as well. You know, and the various segments attract different kind of audiences. You know, and it works very well. I must say, it really works very well.
Yeah, certainly do. Now, Billy, you'll be in Conkeaton Memorial Park in Carrigaline, a place you know very well, this evening at 5:15.
I will indeed, yes. Yeah. It's a great bit of excitement for me and to get back in there after many years. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, Billy, tell me a bit about your own time, I suppose, with St. Mary's. I mean, even if you look at the story of Carrigaline and the story of the footballers that played with St. Mary's down through the years, but also, I suppose, the issue of depopulation that's affected the club over the years, it tells its own story of what's happened and what is happening to South Kerry.
It is, I suppose, South Kerry being furthest away from motorways. You know, I'm living in Clare now, and even at the west of Ireland, we're so close to a motorway. But, like, it is a journey for people getting down here. So, and for employers to be down here. So there is, you know, there's so much immigration out of the place. Hopefully with the Greenway coming in, it's going to help. But it had been a problem in the past, and it is still a problem.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, your time in Clare, you were team doctor for the Clare footballers, and you worked with Paddy and with Mikko in their time.
I did. I was very fortunate, you know, just, you know, I played minors with Paddy, and I'd known him throughout the years, and then just looking again when Mikko came up, that, you know, it was just ideal for me, and knowing him well through the football, but it was just such a great opportunity for me to get to know them again.
Yeah, was it a passport for you, I suppose, football? I mean, for throughout your life with Mary's, the Kerry Miners, then UCC, you know, and the Kingdom in London, and then with the Clare Seniors, that it was a key part of your life, I suppose.
It is, you know, like, especially in the earlier days, like, it was an obsession, you know, just going down training continuously, you know, kicking a ball off the wall, that, you know, there wasn't much else going on. And then just lucky then going into UCC and meeting, you know, great friends and players there. And then the experience in London, again, very lucky to the Kingdom were in their prime and, you know, made lots of friends there as well. So I've been very fortunate, as you say, a passport.
Yeah, yeah, it's been amazing. And look, that event is at 5:15 this evening in Cankeating Memorial Park. Morris, listen, just a final word to you. Good luck with the thing. I know there'll be a huge attendance there. It's one of those things that, you know, when you talk about issues to history, ideas come out of it, I suppose, from what lessons we need to learn about how we're managing the country right now.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure when we interview the Lynches now, there we'll be reflecting on Fionnuala Lynch, of course, was involved in the 1920s and that kind of thing, became a minister of the government subsequently. Well, Fionnuala's son, Dermot Lynch, who was only the last of that generation, in all of his 93 years, came over from England yesterday, and he's going to talk about that period in our history and all that kind of thing.
Oh, that's brilliant. You know? Yeah, that's
he's
fantastic.
He's great people, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing guests, amazing speakers.
And just to mention
one other thing,
Jerry, as well, you probably know this, but we are recognising Paddy Bush as well this afternoon. Every year we award a Daniel O'Connell Award for somebody who kind of reflects, as we put it, the idealism of Daniel O'Connell, or who was involved in community leadership and that kind of thing, and we're giving it to Paddy Bush this year. That'll be this afternoon as well, so we're really very proud of that, you know.
That's brilliant, and he's launching his book The American Step as well. So that'll be something to look forward to as well. Gentlemen, look, good luck with it, and thanks for taking time to talk to us about it in the programme this morning.
Right, thanks for taking the call, Jerry. God bless. Thanks.
No bother. There you go, that's Morris Brick there, Professor Morris Brick, and Billy O'Connell, director, I suppose, of the Summer School, and Billy O'Connell, who'll be giving that talk at Cankeating Memorial Park at 5:15. Huge events coming on. If you want more information, danieloconnellsummerschool.com is the website. They've got a great programme there of events, and you can find out how you can take part and attend those events as well.